It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
So everybody, we're courtside here at the Axel Eagles Gym. It's time for some Axel Eagle basketball. This is their start of their season, Valley Heights. This is their second game for their season here on 92.1 KMZ. Again, the Valley Heights Mustangs on the road today, taking on the Axel Eagles. This is the home opener for the Eagles and also their first game of the season for Valley Heights. Again, they played a game last week. It was actually last Thursday is when they played their game. So believe it or not, it was not on what most teams would be on a typical Friday. They played last Thursday, and they played Marysville, so a team that's above in classification. But this top-ranked team in 2A, Valley Heights, well, they won 59-51 on the girls' side. They had a really great game, and a lot of that you credit to some of the star players, and we'll talk more about that as we get going here with the starting lineup. But some of the big-time players that we'll be seeing tonight from the Valley Heights Mustangs: Ava Smith, a 5'9 junior. She's a three-year starter as just a junior, last year averaging 12 points per game, 6 rebounds a game last season. She's a first-team all-leaguer. Mia Vermitten, Ann Turber, Tessa Miller, and Josie Parker are all going to be some big-time players here for the Valley Heights Mustangs in the starting lineup. They'll have great athleticism as well as some rebounding ability. Again, Jordan Broxman, he enters his ninth season head coaching here for Valley Heights. In that time, tenuring as the head coach, 147 wins to just 44 losses, winning 3 state titles since 2013. His last one, though, was in 2021. State title in 2020, Class 2A. Last season, though, for the Valley Heights Mustangs, finished 19-7, 9-2 overall in the TVL. And we know how hard the TVL is going to be this year, especially in the girls' division. We'll see Centralia. We told them last week, we know they'll be competing pretty high up. But again, posted fourth place finish in 2A last year, losing to St. Mary's Colgan. That's the Valley Heights Mustangs. And then switching things over to the Axel Eagles, Bradley Brockstrom. This is his third year here at head coach. The last winning season for these Axel Eagle girls was 7 years ago. It was 14-11 back in 2017 and 2018 season. But under head coach Bradley Brockstrom, this team has improved every single season. His first year head coach, 3-19. Second year, 7-15. Last year, just 10-14, 3-8 mark left on the TVL. His team has gotten better, and they have improved year after year. He is coming back with some big-time players for this team. One of those, all-state, all-league player, Natalie Stroffman, the 5'8 junior, averaging 12 points per game last season, as well as 12 rebounds per game last season. She was averaging a double-double every game she played. She's going to be a dominant forward underneath the paint side. Of course, both these teams have lost some key seniors from last year. Maggie Turber going to Benedictine for Valley Heights, the Mustangs, and then some key losses for Axel Eagles, Kaylee Sandman and Emma Hazenkamp. Well, now when you talk about a little bit of history real quick before we send it to break one last time. Again, Valley Heights, they won last year in this matchup, 59-21 last season. It's actually been 9 years since these Axel girls have pulled a win. They have lost 8 straight games against the Valley Heights Mustangs girls, and this might just be the hardest team that they face in that tenure, or one of the hardest teams. Again, it's the Valley Heights Mustangs, a team that just had a runner-up finish in volleyball, and this is a very athletic and talented group of girls, so it's going to be a testament here for the Axel Eagles. Again, this is a year for them to try to flip the page here. It's been 7 years since they've had a winning season, but they still had a couple of hardware pieces from last year. I mean, you could have them for, you know, going toe-to-toe against Hanover in the sub-state championship game, which Hanover, they wound up winning the Class 1A Division II championship. So there's a bright future and a light ahead for these Axel Eagles. We'll talk more about it, as well as we'll talk more about the starting lineups for these teams. Coming up in just a little bit, you're locked into 92.1 KMZ. I'm Brendan Prophet, Kirk Kilman, back in the studio. Again, the Valley Heights Mustangs taking on the Axel Eagles.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at BobSchwartzFinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittin Prophet. Back in studio is Kirk Tillman. We got the Valley Heights Mustangs against the Axel Eagles here on the road at the Eagles. Starting lineup taking the court now here. Again, Valley Heights going over their starting lineup, top to bottom here. Ava Smith, 5'9", the junior, number 25. She's a 3-year starter, first team all-leaguer, 12 points a game last season, 6 rebounds last season as well. Number 31, Mia Vermitten, 5'9", junior last season, 6 points per game, as well as 4 rebounds per game last season. And Server, the 5'8", senior, number 20. She's got great length and great shooting talent. Tessa Miller, 5'2", senior. She's an incredible on-the-ball defender as well as a shooter. She's number 11. Josie Parker, number 2, 5'10", junior. She's a great athlete with great length. And here for the starting Eagles, number 2, Natalie Stroppen, the 5'8", all-state, all-league junior. 12 points per game last season, 12 rebounds a game last season. She averaged a double-double last year. She's going to try to come out and start this season off right with a double-double. Reagan Hazenkamp, she's a freshman, so she's going to have to step up here for her team, as expected from any freshman, but obviously some good play from the offseason. So real quick, we're going to take a quick break for the playing of the national anthem. We'll be back in just 1 minute here on Game Z 92.1.
Beauty Hospital's outpatient clinic offers an extended variety of healthcare options to the Nemaha County area. Our outpatient clinic has more than 30 specialty physicians from across the region that provide you, our patient, with exceptional care so you don't have to travel long distances and can have easier access to specialty services you deserve. Visit www.nembch.com to learn more about our outpatient clinic and specialty physicians. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network, KMZ 92.1. Little interruption there. We're back with it, though, after the playing of the national anthem. Again, Valiant Mustangs, Axel Eagles. For the Eagles, again, Nelly Strothman, Detweiler, Hazenkamp, Strothman, and Stahlbaum are all in the starting lineup. Here, the tip-off on the way, Ava Smith and Maggie Strothman here on the tip-off. It's won by the Valley Heights Mustangs, and the Mustangs here will start the possession. A drive inside from Vermitten, rebounded underneath off the left side from Josie Parker, and she goes in for two, an early rebound and layup for Josie Parker. Here now, Axel Eagles down 2-0 to start this game. Reagan Hazenkamp, the freshman with the ball, swings it out to the right side wing. Now back up to the top to Nally Strothman, the All-League, All-State returning player. And there's going to be a foul on the left side wing. Going to be against Valley Heights. They'll send Reagan Hazenkamp, the 5'5 freshman, up to the line. Fouls against Tessa Miller, the 5'2 senior. And the freshman has her first point of her varsity career up here at the charity line. No other better place to get it here. The place you have to earn to get to, and it's a place you can take advantage of. Here she'll hit just one of two, but it'll be quickly rebounded underneath by Strothman. Strothman has to kick it out. Possession here stays alive for the Axel Eagles, keeping it from going half court. Now down to the inside, back to Maggie Strothman, and she turns the ball over. First turnover here against the Axel Eagles. Bounce pass, now outside to Turber. Turber looking over top, overhead pass to the inside to Josie Parker. Parker turning around on the low side corner. Now to Ava Smith. She's inside the box, and she goes in, uses the backboard. She's in for two. Ava Smith, the first team All-League returner from the TVL. Full court press here, and that's going to be another Axel Eagle turnover. Down the court, quick transition, easy point. For Josie Parker, leading score here with 4 points and a rebound. Axel Eagles, they call a timeout. They're right now down 6-1, down by five. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to 92.1 KMZA here, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Kermit Prophet. Kirk Gilman back in studio, Valley Heights Mustangs. Here up 6-1 against the Axel Eagles. Eagles, they call their first time out of the game. Again, down by 5, 6:44 left to go here in the beginning of the first quarter. Axel Eagles, they have possession. Going against that harsh full-court press. There's an open Eagle all the way down the court, but she was not spotted. Almost another turnover. It will be. Three straight turnovers here for the Axel Eagles. Down the court now. You credit there Mia Vermitten on the turnover, and Tessa Miller trying to hit a three-point shot from the wing. Ava Smith coming inside quickly to pick up a rebound. Aggressively gets it out to Turber, and she's going to get fouled. Go up the line for two. Excuse me, Tessa Miller. Nice little bounce pass there to her on the inside low block. And Tessa Miller, the 5'2" senior, earns her chance up to the free throw line. First shot up, and first shot is in. First time up for any Mustang up to the free throw line. Again, Tessa Miller getting her first point up of the game. Looking for her second. Second one up, and second one good for Tessa Miller. And already another turnover, quickly out of transition. And going in for it was Mia Vermitten. That is four turnovers straight for the Axel Eagle girls. They are down 10-1, 6:18 to go here in the first quarter. They are struggling against the full court press. They just get it inside here. Down the court, Caitlin Detweiler. She passes off to her left side, little lobs, and Natalie Strathen. She's going down the court right now. She's stuck inside the paint. She makes a move up to the top of the rim, and the ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say the last one to touch it was a Mustang. So 10-1 here, 6:12 to go in the first quarter. Eagles finally able to break the press and get down the court. They're stuck underneath the basket here. Throw in from Strothman. Now out to the far side corner to Detweiler. Detweiler inside. Nice veering inside cut from Caitlin Detweiler. And she goes up for two. Here with it, Turber swinging outside. Vermitten entering in the box, squaring up with the rim. Loses that rebound. Picked up by Stahlbomber, who's now in the game. Malia Stahlbomber. Down the court, left hand to right hand switch. Nice little pass off to Caitlin Detweiler at the top of Broadway. Now swings up to the far side of the wing. And now inside, a nice find underneath to Maggie Strassman. She's in for her first 2 points of the game. It's now 10-5. 4 points in a row here for the Axel Eagles. Ava Smith quiets it down, though, with another two of her own. Now 12-5. The Eagles losing the ball down the court, but they somehow pick it up, and it's right back into the hands of the Valley Heights Mustangs. It was just rolling and rolling on the ground before it found the Mustangs. It was Mia Vermitten who picked it up. Miller, now Smith, far side wing. She sets up for a long three, bouncing off the rim and into the hands of Maggie Strothman for her second rebound of the quarter. Now 12-5. Foul called against the Valley Heights Mustangs. Second team foul of the quarter for the Mustangs. Working right to left of your dial right now is the Axel Eagles. Throwing it in here, Natalie Strothman. She found the bounce pass to Malia Stahlbomber. Stahlbomber down the court, going to our far left here, just trying to throw a chuck of a pass to Reagan Hazekamp underneath the paint, but that's going to go down as a turnover. Overshot her by a good couple feet over her head. And that is six turnovers in the quarter for the Axel Eagles. And Valley Heights, they have not turned it over once. That is 12-5. Valley Heights up by 7, 4:52 left to go here. Driving inside, Vermitten trying to find an open target here. She's stuck on the left pivot foot. She sets a screen inside now with it. Is Paige Miller goes up in for two. Quick substitution in the game for her. Down the court, breaking through the press is Hazenkamp. Now left side wing, right side pass down low to Kostel, and Kostel loses the ball out of bounds. The falls right over fingertips. That is yet another Axel Eagle turnover. Seven turnovers now in the quarter. 14-5, down by 9. The Eagles, 4:29 left to go. Ava Smith already with 4 points here. Josie Parker, she's also got 4. Mia Vermitten, she's got 2 all here for the Mustangs. Paige Miller, she was the last one who got a nice layup drive on the right side lane. Speaking about Miller, she's the one who has it. Gets out the Vermitten. Vermitten now to Lindsey Gray. Lindsey Gray now in the game. Veers off to the left side. She passes the ball to Vermitten. Now down to the deep side corner. Inside wing cut. Ava Smith now. Smith, far side wing. Hands it off here to Miller. Miller inside. Passes it off. Deflection. Finds Lindsey Gray on the near side corner. Babcock up to the top side of the wing. Driving inside for Mitten. For Mitten from the top post. Outside. Great pass. Great shot. And out of the rim. Down the court now. Quick transition from the Eagles. One-on-one. Down low. Just losing it with Stahlbaumer. Upside. Top side of the wing. Getting the offensive rebound is the Axel Eagles. Back up here to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp down low. Nice pass. And in for Maggie Strassman. He's got now 2 points on the game for Maggie Strassman. Eagles with 5 rebounds here on the game. Long three from Ava Smith just misses. Another rebound for Maggie Strassman. She's now got 3 unofficially here on the game. Down the court, Adria Kostel. Left side to Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer just chucking it out of there and a foul on the down low. That's going to send Maggie Strassman up to the line. It is now 14-7. It was at one point 10-1. Since then, the Eagles have outscored Valley Heights 6-4. First free throw shot here for Reagan Hazenkamp. Just goes into the fishbowl, but the fish flops out. Second shot up here next. 3:13 to go the first quarter. Still down by 7, 14-7. Second shot doesn't even find the rim. Goes off far left side of the wide of the backboard. So going 0-2 up at the free throw line. Again, was the freshman Reagan Hazenkamp. She is now 1-4 on the game. Quick shot from the top of post by Smith. She misses. Rebound by the freshman Hazenkamp. Now down the court quickly is Detweiler, and Detweiler is going to get called on a travel on the near side wing. Valley Heights Mustangs in the all black, purple stripes. The Eagles, and they're all white with red shouldering and blue stripes. Here, far side, Ava Smith up to the top. Now passes on the inside, top of the post to Turber. Now back to Vermitten. Vermitten to Miller, and it's going to be another turnover here for Valley Heights, the Mustangs. Back to back. 7 turnovers for the Eagles. 2 for the Mustangs. Trying to throw it inside here, barely just getting it past the full court press. And knocking this one out of bounds, put it there on the block. And Turber, trying to get that shot up with Reagan Hazenkamp, and credit the freshman in the hustle all the way down the court. She had an opening underneath the paint. But unfortunately, she couldn't go in with it. Throw in here underneath the basket for the Axel Eagles, and it will find its way into Mia Vermitten's hands before she steps right back out of bounds. So the Axel Eagles back here, throwing it underneath their offensive basket they're trying to score into. They find inside Strassman. Ball gets knocked away. That's another turnover for the Axel Eagles. Ava Smith down the court now. Passes it out from the key to Vermeer Mitt on the far side wing. Rebounded him down low by Turber. Turber passes it off on the inside. And it's going to be rebounded by Hazenkamp. The freshman has gotten back-to-back rebounds. And then she turns it right back over to Ava Smith. Keeping this ball inbounds. Nice pass inside by Lindsey Gray. And there's going to be a shot foul on the down low, far side block against Paige Miller. So 14-7 here, a little bit of a scoring drought for both sides in the last couple of minutes. 2:20 left to go the first quarter. Up to the line, Paige Miller, first shot up and first shot out. As the 5'6" sophomore, credited to her with her incredible depth to this roster, but also providing the must-needed outside shooting. Paige Miller, the sophomore, misses her second free throw shot and is rebounded by Natalie Strassman, who loses the ball in almost another turnover. That could have been the Eagles' 11th of the game. Here, Mustangs only with 2. 14-7. Ball all the way down the court. It's going to be a race and outpace. Getting it is the Mustangs. That is another Eagles turnover. Turber, open 3, misses. Bounce right off the rim. Rebound into the hands of Stahlbaumer. And they're going to call a travel from Stahlbaumer after making the rebound. So that is now the 12th turnover of the quarter for the Eagles. Lindsey Gray throwing here near side corner. 3-point shot up and splash. That's the first 3 of the game for Paige Miller. And from both teams, she's now got 5 points on the game. Leading score tonight, 17-7. Valley High lead and get another turnover. Ava Smith quickly down the court after the steal and the not quite the finish. It rolls right off the rim. Just got it a little low. Couldn't get it off the backboard like she wanted to, but the Eagles, they hit it out of bounds, so it will be playable here for the Mustangs underneath the basket. 17-7, 141 left to go in the first quarter. Smith found quickly inside, and she'll be shot fouled underneath the basket on the low side block, far side. Ava Smith will take her first trip up to the free throw line so far in the game. She's got 4 points and a rebound. Again, Mustangs up 17-10, up 17-7, up by 10. 1:39 left here to go. There has been, currently right now, we are on a drought of free throws as there has been 5 straight missed free throws between both teams. Ava Smith just missed her first one, trying to make the second, and she misses that one too. So right now we got 6 missed free throws, and here going back up to the free throw line is Ann Turber after getting yet another steal here for the Mustangs. She is fouled on the block, and the Eagles have 14 turnovers in the first quarter. Turber, free throw shot up and in. That breaks a six straight free throw missed drought on both sides. Turber now with her first point of the game and trying to get her second, and she reaches it. Going 2 for 2 up at the free throw line. Eagles now able to get past the full court press out of transition. Might get a travel here. And they're going to call it a jump ball. It'll stay Axel Eagles possession. And they're down 19-7, 1:28 left to go here in the first quarter. Audrey Costell, the 5'7" sophomore here on the throw-in, gets it at the Eagle. Quick throw to Detweiler. Detweiler driving inside, and she gets the and one. Jalen Detweiler now with 4 points on the game, an opportunity to be the leading scorer here of the Eagles with 5. If she can land this and one. Back down by 10, 19-9, 1:23 to go in the first quarter. And despite having 14 turnovers in the first quarter, game is still relatively close here for the Eagles. Shot up, and shot is good by Kaylin Detweiler. So earning an opportunity to go up there and shoot an and one. That puts her at 5 points now on the game. 19-10, only up by 9 now. 3-point shot, ricocheted off the rim, and rebounded back into the hands of Ann Turber. But see if, well, might just be a turnover, and it will be. Half-court violation for the Valley Heights Mustangs. It's their third turnover of the quarter unofficially here. Eagles down by 9, 19-10, 107 to go here in the first quarter. Both teams at 4 fouls each. So the next foul will immediately put a player up to the double bonus. Team fouls will reset at the end of each quarter. Stoffen here on the inside, trying to go up for one. Stoffen, she couldn't get it. Easy rebound on the underneath for Detweiler. Excuse me, Ava Smith. 3-point shot here up by Lindsey Gray, and she sinks. That's his second three of the game here for the Mustangs. Inside, driving in, going up, and drawing another shot foul. Kaylin Detweiler. And a lot of the times, what a coach is going to tell you, if you're struggling to make shots, well, just dribble and drive. Drive inside and get yourself up to the easiest place to shoot, the free throw line. And Detweiler, well, I'll tell you what, she's made the most of it. 2 of 2 right now. Last time she got the and one. This time she couldn't make the basket, but she's got 2 shots up there. She misses the second one, but quickly going up and making the rebound, snatching it, is Strothen, and she will be fouled underneath. So Detweiler now in this game, leading this team with 6 points. Right there to Natalie Strothen, who hasn't got any points yet this game. She's got 3 rebounds, and they have been pretty crucial. Just then getting an offensive rebound after the missed free throw. Here, her first one up, her first one's good. Natalie Strothen has her first point here of the 2024-2025 season. Coming off the bench, Leah Stahlbaumer for the Eagles. Only down by 10, 22-12. Second one is missed. Now he's dropping, only going one of two. Rebound for the Mustangs. Paige Miller passes near side here to Turbert. Turbert down low near side. Lindsey Gray, the sophomore, she drives up to the top of the perimeter. Screen set, driving inside. Tessa Miller now near side corner. 3-point shot off the back of the rim and rebounded by the Eagles. Audrey Coastal, but it'll be an immediate turnover, and it'll go right back to the Eagles with another turnover. We'll see here. It looks like actually it might just be a foul against the Mustangs. So they did turn the ball over, but after turning it over, they had an immediate foul against the Eagles. It was against Callie McClellan, who has come into the game for the first time tonight. Junior returner from last year. She hits her first one up here. Again, double bonus. Both teams. And the next shot is up and in. McClellan now with 2 points on the game. Almost a quick steal on the near side bottom of the wing by Caitlin Detweiler. She's just a 5'6" freshman, but right now the leading scorer, and she's been putting the most pressure on the ball. She's got a great nose for her here. She's putting pressure here on the near side wing. Now this one, just a throw up in the air as time expires. Almost shot and made by Tessa Miller, but that will wrap up the end of the first quarter. The Valley Heights Mustangs lead 22-14. We're back here in 1 minute. Stay locked to 92.1 KMZA.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the second quarter here. Girls basketball action here at 93.1 games. A Valley Heights Mustangs coming out of the first quarter with a lead of 22-14, up by 8 against these Eagles. And really, when you look at the stat sheet, it doesn't feel like it should be that way, considering they forced 15 turnovers against the Eagles in the first quarter, and Mustangs, they only had 4, but there was a lot of missed shots there from the Mustangs, and here they start the second quarter with a nice pass down low to Josie Parker, and she gets the scoring going here. She's now got 6 points on the game. Mustangs now back up by 10 points, 24-14, 7:43 to go here in the second quarter, as it's just begun. Alex Strothman. Spinning, far side wing, driving inside, spinning around, fade away shot, couldn't get it to hit. And it looks like there's going to be a foul underneath against the Eagles. Eagles staying out of the full court press here, but the Mustangs, well, they're not horsing around here. They have been only in the full court press, applying the most amount of pressure they can possible. Turber driving inside the wing, sets the screen for Smith. Smith left side, down Broadway. Misses a layup, rebounded, picked up by Stahlbaumer. That is her fourth of the half. The Eagles, they out-rebounded the Mustangs in that first quarter, 13-4. So that is one big positive takeaway you can take. Here, a turnover, not quite, almost. It's a jump ball, and it'll stay. Looks like it'll go here with the actual Eagles. So that's going to be a turnover against the Mustangs. That is their fifth in the game. The throw in here, Strothman on the underneath, and there was no one at the top of the perimeter, and that one's going to be a turnover easily down the court here for the Mustangs, and Ava Smith picks it up, and goes in for two. She's now got 6 points here on the game and a rebound. Now up by 12, 26-14, 62 left to go in the second quarter is the Valley Heights Mustangs. I'm not sure where the intended pass was here for Maggie Strassman. Looks like she was maybe trying to work it down low in the paint side to Hazenkamp or Detweiler, but ball just thrown out of bounds. That'll be another turnover, the 17th of the game for the Eagles. Far side, wing side pass here. Now driving inside is Turber. Turber, right hand swing on a long field goal shot for two is missed by Parker. Rebounded nicely by Hazenkamp, but Hazenkamp looks like will draw a foul after the play. So we'll go right back to the Valley Heights Mustangs. Turber, three from the corner, and airmails it. It's going to be an easy rebound for Detweiler. That's her first of the game. Detweiler gets it up to Strassman. Strassman breaks through a two-on-one pressure trap, and then she turns it over. Another turnover here down the court. No one's there to guard her, but she misses the easy layup. Thankfully, there on the recovery was Ava Smith. Laying up some work right there, Ava Smith. And that was a missed layup opportunity. And Smith was thankfully right behind it to pick it up and go in for two. She's now got 8 points on the game. Foul against the Valley Heights Mustangs down low. They'll send Maggie Strassman up to the free throw line. She's got three rebounds, 4 points on the game. Eagles down by 14, 28-14. They have not scored since the first quarter. First free throw shot. And it's out. Maggie Strassman again. She's a freshman, 5'10". There's three freshmen starting tonight here for the Axel Eagles. So a very upcoming young team. And as expected, when you have a young team, you're going to have to, get through the bruises and bumps that come along with it. And Riley Brocksman, well, he's done a great job in his 3 years here at head coach, again, improving that win total every single season. Missing both free throws, Maggie Strassman, Valley Heights back with the ball, nearly turning it over near side was Miller. She reclaims the possession. Mia Vermin inside the box, gets it out. She has to get outside for that 2 second rule. Inside, pass, dumped off to Ava Smith. Nice little cut inside, but she misses it. But it will be a rebound for Valley Heights. The ball will go out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. Giving the game, Tessa Bigham for the first time. She had the rebound. Easy shot off the near side here for Tessa Miller. In for two. She's now got 3 points here on the game. Long 3-point shot here for the freshman. She misses it. Reagan Hazenkamp. And that's going to be another easy rebound here for the Mustangs. Near side corner, the Turber, up 30-14, 5 minutes left to go in the second quarter, and a charge is going to get drawn. Right there again, the freshman, Kaylin Detweiler. She's been an aggressive player here tonight. This is definitely going to be an eye to keep on as an upcoming rising team. But this group of freshmen, as they quickly break that transition down the court, with a full court press, but unfortunately just not able to finish. Thankfully, a break for the Eagles as the ball was knocked out of bounds by the Mustangs. Down by 16, 30-14, 4:50 left to go. The Eagles have not scored at all here in the second quarter. Tossed in here to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp on the down low pass off. And there will be another foul here. This one against Valley Heights. Valley Heights with now three fouls as a team in the second quarter. And three fouls on the game against Mia Vermitten. Getting in foul trouble there for her. I believe she'll go off here to the bench. Turnover for the Axel Eagles. Right back into the hands of the Mustangs. Down the court quickly. It was Smith to Miller. Miller, far side pass to Bigham. And she tries to throw on the inside baseline. Picked up quickly. Bigham underneath. And she goes in for two. Down the court, out of transition, the Axel Eagles quickly down, but have to get it back outside the perimeter after having it inside the paint. And yet another turnover here for the Axel Eagles. Now with nearly 20 on the game. At Valley Heights, they will return it back over. Plenty of turnovers between both of these teams early on. Valley Heights with 6. Nearly 20 for the Axel Eagles. Here, Hazen Camp trying to throw it inside. Finds the target, but unfortunately, dropping couldn't hit the easy shot. Rebound picked up by Lindsey Gray. Near side here, driving inside, losing the ball is Miller. Now low side block. Bingham keeps it inside, but it will be stolen and kept now for a turnover by the Axel Eagles. Credit there to Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer on the far side wing. 32-14, 3:47 to go, and Stahlbaumer is going to get called on a travel. That is now officially the 20th turnover of the half for the Axel Eagles. They have still yet to score here in the second quarter. Going into the second quarter, they were only down by 8, 22-14, but they are now down 32-14, taking an 18-point deficit. Here, a quick steal. Credit there to Stroppen, but it's returned right back over in an easy bucket for Smith. She's now got 10 points on the game, and now the Eagles 21 turnovers. Pass inside Kossel. Kossel, she's now trapped, but she finds the outlet to Hazen Camp. Hazen Camp down the court. Left side, top of the perimeter, three-point shot by McClellan, and just off the rim. Rebound picked up by Ava Smith. Now her third rebound of the game. Turnover here by the Mustangs. Now 9 on the game for them. Inside pass here, McClellan, and fouled underneath Audra Coastal. Great play on the down low, and great communication. Kostel will go up and she'll shoot 2 up at the free throw line, and she makes the first. That will end the scoring drought here in the second quarter for the Eagles. 4:57 into the second quarter, and the Eagles find their first point from the charity line. 34-15, and the second shot is missed. Kostel now with 1 point on the game, going 1-for-2 up at the free throw line. 3 minutes left here of the half, 34-15, up by 19 is the Mustang. With possession, top of the rear, near side, Turber faking the screen, Lindsey Gray, now she gets it on the corner, shoots the 3, off the rim, rebound picked up by Turber. And now worked around for the baseline, the far side corner, back up to the top here, and he's resetting the offense here for Lindsey Gray. Gray, driving down left side wings, that's the screen, inside, turns the ball over for the Mustangs, that's their 10th turnover of the game. Down the court quickly, McClellan, and what a nice layup and finish. McClellan, now with 4 points on the game, she went 2-2 at the free throw line, that's her first layup. Helping this team only be down 34-17 with 2:16 to go here in the second quarter. Mustangs with the lead inside find, and again, she gets it out to the perimeter, and that one's going to be airmail, but kept inside, a rebound for Bingham. And now another 3-point shot, this time dish and swish. From Lindsey Gray on the far side. She's now hit 2 threes here in the first half. She had 1 in the first quarter and another here in the second. Rebound quickly by Lindsey Gray after the 3-point shot. She gets the rebound. She's driving down the court trying for an easy layup. Unfortunately, she travels on the left side low block, getting trapped underneath. She pivoted off that left foot of hers, the right foot, trying to find a player behind her to reset to the outside of the perimeter, but unfortunately, she brought that heel up, and that caused the turnover. Now 11 turnovers for the Mustangs. 37-17, up by 20 here is Valley Heights with 1:37 left to go in the first half. The Eagles with the possession at the top of the room. McClellan out to the right side here to Detweiler. Detweiler up is Hazen Camp. Now back to Detweiler. Detweiler, far side wing, looking to the triple option. She elects to drive, and she'll be fouled at the top of the wing. 1:24 to go in the second quarter. And that will put Detweiler up to the free throw line, as that is the 5th foul against the Mustangs in the quarter, which immediately puts a player into double bonus. Those rules came into effect last year from Keisha. This year, the rules are shot clock, but no shot clock here tonight. Most teams under the 1 to 3A classification won't have a shot clock. Free throw shot, the second one up, and the second one missed from Detweiler, and struggling to get the rebound back here with the Mustangs. They reclaim the possession, but Detweiler, it's one of the free throws. Ball knocked out of bounds, staying here with the Valley Heights Mustangs on the far side of the court. Throwing it on their offensive basket side. They're up 37-18, 1:13 to go in the second quarter. Up to the top is Gray. Gray passing off to Miller. Miller a spin inside up to the post. Has to fire it outside now to up and around. Here shot up and just out. Rebounded by Bigham underneath. Some couple of JV players coming in here for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Max Eagles making the rebound is Detweiler. Now down the court, quick transition, keeping it alive. But unfortunately, missing the three-point shot was Stahlbaumer. Ball on the ground. Looks like it will get called a jump ball. Well, they're going to get a foul here. They'll send Maggie Strothman, the Eagle, up to the free throw line. We're just 40 seconds to go here in the second quarter. It is 37-18. Second free throw shot up, and it is good. See, the first free throw shot up and good. Second one here up on the way for Maggie Strothman, the 5'10" freshman. Here, second shot up, and just off. Easy rebound for Vermitten. Excuse me, in the game was Kinsley Gillig, the 6-foot junior, who made the rebound. Number 34, again, a lot of JV players here stepping in for the Valley Heights Mustangs team, as they're already up 37-19 with 28 seconds to go in the first half. Right now, Eva Smith off the court. And now here a rebound for Natalie Strothman after fourth of the half. And another foul against what's going to be the Mustangs. They have had three fouls in the last minute and has allowed three trips up to the free throw line for the Axel Eagles. So up to the free throw line now, Natalie Strothman. She got her first point up there earlier. She went 1 of 2. See what she can make do with it this time. Strothman, first shot up, and first shot is good. Now only down by 17, 37-20. Scoring 6 points in the last 3 minutes has been the Eagles. They went on a 5-minute drought to start the quarter when they had no points. And going 2 for 2, Natalie Strathman. She's now got 3 points on the game. Top side of the perimeter, swung down the near side corner. Brought up to the top of the wing, driving inside, Josie Parker. Parker gets it out, now top side of the perimeter, now near side corner. 3-point shot up and just off the rim by Turber. And that will conclude the first half. 37-21, up by 16 points is the Valley Heights Mustangs. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes here for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home. Far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. Again, you're locked in here to 92.1 KMZA Mustangs. Up 37-21 against the Eagles. In the girls matchup later on, we'll have boys coverage. Stay here on 92.1 KMZA for a halftime show. Coming up soon.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Duryea, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
We're back here on KMZA 92.1. I'm Grant Buffett. Kirk Kilman back in studio. You're locked in here to our halftime show. Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online. In our Highland Community College halftime show here at the MZA, doing a little bit of recap of that first half, that first quarter ending 22-14, a half ending 37-21. That second quarter, it was a brutal one there for the Eagles. It took them 5 minutes before they were able to really start getting something going on the scoreboard. Fortunately, though, for the Eagles, a positive from that second quarter is they only had 6 turnovers in it compared to the 15 turnovers they had in that first quarter. Mustangs, they've had a total of 10 turnovers and 8 rebounds. The Eagles, they've actually had 18 rebounds, so they have out-rebounded the Mustangs, 18-8 in these stats. A little bit unofficially kept here, but still pretty darn close. The Axel Eagles still dominating with the rebounds, but the Mustangs dominating the turnover battle by at least a plus 11 margin. That's what makes pretty much a big-time difference here in breaking down the scoring. Ava Smith, she had 10 points in that first half with 3 rebounds. Mia Vermitten, 2 points, no rebounds. Ann Server, 3 rebounds, 2 points, 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Tessa Miller, she had 4 points in the first half. Josie Parker, she had a total of 6 points in the first half. Paige Miller, she had 5 points. Lindsey Gray, she has 6. She banked 2 threes in that first half. The team, they had 3 total threes, one again coming from Paige Miller, 2 from Lindsey Gray. She hit one in the first quarter. She hit one in the second. Lindsey Gray, she had 2 rebounds in that second quarter and the half. Axel Eagles looking at some of their scorers. Natalie Strassman, number 2, the 5'8 junior. Last year averaged 12 points and 12 rebounds a game. This one, she's being held to just 4 rebounds and 2 points. She had shot 2 for 4 up at the free throw line. Kaylin Detweiler right now the team lead in scoring. She has taken 3 trips up to the free throw line. Each time, she has only made one. One was an and one. The other two were off a double bonus. But so far for her, she's got 7 points and 2 rebounds. Reagan Hazenkamp, she's got 1 point, 1 of 2 at the free throw line for 3 rebounds. Maggie Stroppin, she's got 4 points with 3 rebounds. Audrey Costell, she's got just 1 point and 1 rebound. Leah Stahlbaumer, 4 total rebounds. And Callie McClellan, she's got a total of 4 points. She went 2 for 2 up at the free throw line. Again, a couple of other stats here of note this game. 21 turnovers to the Eagles, 10 turnovers to the Mustangs, but 18 rebounds for these Axel Eagles. Aggressive and down the paint. Can't hear from the Valley Heights Mustangs. And when you talk about the second half here and what are some keys for both teams, well, it's pretty clear and obvious is it's about limiting turnovers for the Axel Eagles. It's about limiting turnovers and continuing your pressure. And you got to also take into consideration, it is 3 freshmen out in the court at all time here for the Axel Eagles. Kaylin Detweiler, Reagan Hazenkamp, and Maggie Stroppin. They have been on the court this entire game so far. They have played two quarters, not taken any breaks, and they have done really well, actually, all of them. Again, Detweiler leading the team with 7 points and 2 rebounds. Hazen Camp, she's been an on-the-ball defender, and she's missed probably 5 or 6 shots that could have went in. And Maggie Troffin, she's been doing great, too. So the Mustangs, what they want to do is just keep limiting the play. They've been doing a great job of limiting the All-State, All-League returner, and Natalie Stroffin, the forward. They've been doing a great job limiting her with just 2 points so far in the game. So right now, the Mustangs, again, on all fronts, they're working good, but they still have some things that they can work on to improve for that second half. We'll be probably seeing a couple more freshman players come in. We saw a little bit of Nora Parker, Paige Miller, Lindsey Gray, Tessa Bigham. Number 22 is number 34, Kinsey Gillig, the 6-foot junior. We saw all of them come in quite a lot. Ava Smith not getting as much playing time in that second quarter. Just feeling safe to put her out there on the bench and having some younger girls and some less experienced varsity girls come out there and take some action up there on the court. Again, for the Eagles, limiting the turnovers, getting the ball in their own hands, and keep attacking and keep driving to the rim. That's what's been really working, is drawing fouls. They have drawn at least 12 fouls against the Mustangs in that first half. The Eagles, they didn't commit more than 4 or 5, just 6 or 7. So they are winning again. They're winning the rebound battle. They are winning the foul battle. So those are the positives you got to take. And those are the things that you got to work off of. You got to take those positives and you got to work with a stride here and try to build brick by brick off of those positives. The Mustangs, it's about not allowing that foundation to be built. So we'll take a couple-minute break here. We'll be back for the second half. Again, the Valley Heights Mustangs up 37-31, 16-point lead here against the Axel Eagles. The Eagles, they will have the possession to start the second half, starting in the third quarter. Again, this halftime show has been brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. Stay locked in here at 92.1 KMZ for the MSC Sports Radio Network as we got coverage continuing here in the third quarter. Valley Heights again up 37-21 against the Axel Eagles.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3250. Or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back here. Quickly with it, as a transition, Valley Heights, they are the ones who start the possession here for the second half. Again, they're up 37-31. If you're just tuning in, 7:41 left to go here in the third quarter. It just begun. And here, a travel on the far side wing, driving in was Turber, but she accidentally traveled on the far side wing. So that's going to be a turnover here for Valley Heights. That is their 11th of the game. Here working against the press is the Eagles. Ball knocked out of bounds. See who they say is the last one to touch it. They're going to say the Mustangs were. And it will say Eagles ball here. A little easier side of the work coming again. Facing that full court press, that man-to-man pressure. They find the opening and a quick pass dump off to Hazenkamp. Near side, throw in on the two-on-one. Going up, nearly going in was Strothman. Maggie Strothman. You're seeing what their calls on the near side. They're going to say the last one to touch it was the Mustangs with the ball traveled out of bounds. Eagles throw in from the near side corner from their own bench. They get it in. They're down 37-21. 7:22 to go. Finding Hazenkamp up at the top. And nearly turning the ball over. She reclaims it, jumps onto it. Nice hustle and effort there. And Ava Smith, she jumps onto the ball and forces another turnover here for the Eagles. That is their 22nd here of the game. Smith goes in, doesn't need to use the backboard, instead uses the back of the rim, and she goes in for two. That is just her 12th point up of the game. A little bit of a range, too, just a couple feet out from the low side block. 39-21, 6:57 to go here in the third quarter. The Eagles have it. Underneath their offensive baskets. Trying to find an open player to get it into. It's the Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp working inside. She's blocked in. It's another turnover from the Eagles. Credit there. Turber with the block. Open three-point shot by Turber. She doesn't take it. And she gets it. Gives it off to Miller, who takes an open three-point shot. And she misses. Rebounded by Strothman down the court. Looking through the options here. Now but up to Kostel. Kostel inside the key. Gets it out to Detweiler. Detweiler, left-hand dribble down to the far side wing. Keeping it high on the pivot foot. She gets it out back to Kostel. Kostel loses the ball, grabs it, and recollects it before going it past half court. She's going to have to drive, and she's going to get a double dribble. Up by 18 here. The Mustangs with 6:15 to go here in the third quarter. Look to maybe apply that running clock in the fourth. Going inside for Mitten, Turber at the top of the perimeter, now far side wing. Now back up to the top. Ava Smith looking for the three-point shot. Now drives it out on the right side, Ryan. Now back up to the top of the key, Mia Vermitten. She's wide open and switches right to the net. Mia Vermitten, her fourth point up of the game. First point here in the third quarter. 41-21, now back to being a 20-point lead here for the Mustangs. Second time here tonight they've had a 20-point lead. 5:48 to go here in the third. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Mustangs. Again, both these teams, they currently combine for 33 total turnovers. Down the court, Turber, underhand layup, and she's fouled. She'll go up and shoot two up at the free throw line. That'll be the first foul of the quarter for either team. That one being against the Axe Legals. It being the third foul of the game against the 5'10" freshman center, Maggie Strothman. First shot up and first shot out. Man, Turbert. The last time up, she went 2 of 2. This time she misses her first. She's also got 3 rebounds on the game. Second shot up and it one rattles around like a bullet in a tin can, but finds its way in on the free throw shot. She's now got 3 points here on the game. Here down the court, Detweiler. Detweiler loses the ball, is able to reclaim it, pick it back up. She is trapped, able to break through the pressure, re-gets the ball, goes for an underhand layup. It's rebounded by Strothman. And it's going to be a foul on the down low. That'll be Valley Heights' first foul of the quarter against Tessa Miller, the 5'2 senior. She's credited with being a great defender and a shooter. That is her third foul of the game. And now a quick turnover for the Axe Eagles on the throw-in. It's a steal here from Miller. Turber down the court quickly. Couldn't get the easy layup. It's rebounded. Vermitten now reset back up to the top. Long three-point shot by Turber off the rim and rebounded and collected from Stahlbaumer. Leah Stahlbaumer, 5 rebounds on the game. Flips it outside. Now back up to the top of the perimeter. It's reset. Now to the post. Inside the wing now, driving in, and now having to fire it out to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp back down low to Strothman. Strothman turns around and gets the and one. the 5'10 freshman doing some work over the top of Mustang defenders. And Maggie Strothman having a chance by Detweiler with the most points here on the team tonight. Again, this is the first game of the season for the Eagles, both boys and girls. Valley Heights, they've already played a game. Same for the boys. They played Marysville last Thursday. The girls won and the boys lost. Here, free throw shot on the and one, and it's gone in. And Eagles have made every and one they've had tonight, despite being under on the free throw percentage. 42-24. Mustangs lead, 4:37 to go here in the third quarter. For Mitten, driving inside, bounced around a little bit. She kicks it out, fired up to the top to Gray. Gray driving inside, now back up to the top, driving Paige Miller. Miller loses the ball, and there's going to be a foul against the Eagles. That is the second foul of the quarter. By 4:24 left to go the third. Only up by 18 points now. Throw in by Vermitten, open three-point shot, landed by Paige Miller. Paige Miller now with 8 points on the game with two threes and a layup shot. Rebound by Ava Smith and a foul against the Axel Eagles. Eagles trying to take the long three on the far side wing, but got a push. That'll be the third foul of the quarter against the Eagles, the second foul of the game against Reagan Hazenkamp. Lindsey Gray down the court, takes a three-point shot, and that one just finds the bottom left of the wide of the rim, but thankfully Vermitten for the Mustangs will get the rebound, but the Eagles, they will thankfully get another rebound here for themselves defensively from Strothman. Now releasing a long three-point shot, Stahlbomber, she misses. It's recollected by Natalie Strothman. Now Hazenkamp stepping out to a right side for a three-point shot, and the first three is sunk in the game for the Eagles. Reagan Hazenkamp, the freshman, now her 4 points on the game. She finds her first three late into the third quarter, and a travel here by the Mustangs. 12th turnover of the game for the Mustangs. Again, the Axel Eagles with only 24 here for the three quarters played. Eagles retaking hold of the possession here, but fighting against that man-to-man full-court pressure. The ball is right down the field. It's a track race. They're going to see the last one to touch. It was Ava Smith out of bounds. 25 against number 24. Smith against Detweiler. It's out of bounds. Detweiler, she lines up on the far, on the near side low block. Here's the team's bench. Now she'll come up to the top of the key here. She'll be one-on-one against Ava Smith here on the throw-in. Now they struck. Strothman will find an easy pass inside to Stahlbomber, and Stahlbomber gets her first point of the game. That is a 5'5" senior. And now the Eagles are getting on a little bit of a roll here. Only down by 16 now. They were down by 20. Drawing this one a little closer. Smith, open three-point shot off the rim and rebounded by Strothman. She's down the court, working on the two-on-one. She turns the ball quickly right back over. 25th turnover of the game for the Eagles. And a timeout taken by Valley Heights. Again, they're now only up by 16 points. They're going to take a timeout to recollect here, talk things over on the offensive bucket possession. Up 45-29 with 2:52 left to go, third quarter. We're back here in 30 on 92.1 KMZA.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't be mistaken, the Axel Eagles, they're fighting here. They were again once down by 20, now just down by 16. Both teams have actually scored 8 apiece here in the third quarter, which is 2:52 left to go. It is a 45-29 point game. Again, down by 16 is the Axel Eagles with the possession. is the Allied Mustangs. They just called the timeout to try to recollect some thoughts here and see how they can get a nice offensive bucket. Right now they have an open player in Miller. She doesn't take the shot. She instead gets up to the outside, in which a missed three-pointer from Lindsey Gray will end up in the hands of Strothman. Strothman down the court quickly in transition, and now it is just a 14-point game. Crawling in close, pulling some momentum is the Axel Eagles. Far side wing coming up, Lindsey Gray. Gray kicks it out, driving in Mia Vermitten, looking up top, and it will go inside the basket. Nice move from Vermitten. 6 points on the game. Down the court, wide open is the freshman, and she misses it, but it's rebounded by Stahlbaumer. She'll get it back outside to the outside. Hayden Camp, she's wide open, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. Man, the freshman in Hayden Camp, she's got 4.3 rebounds. She has just been all over the court tonight. Fortunately, her shot's just either getting blocked or just not going in. Right there, a prime example of getting blocked for a turnover. And into the hands of Josie Parker, and Parker gets it to Vermitten. Vermitten makes another move, nearly turns the ball over, recollects it, keeps it Valley Heights. Parker, open three, off the rim. Ball pinballing around. Smith finds off the rebound and goes in for two. Smith, five rebounds on the game, 14 points. Mustang responding. Detweiler, near side, up to the top. She's trapped up at the top of the perimeter. She's getting moved backwards, nearly turning the ball over. She does. Down the court, Smith. Smith fouled. Emma Smith, again, an incredible player from last season who's the prime reason why this Valley Heights Mustang team made the run last year to finish fourth in state 2A, but even the reason in 2A volleyball this season they were able to have a runner-up finish. They really honestly had a really great shot at contending for it, just falling short in that state title. But again, Ava Smith, just a junior, she'll have a shot her senior year to try to win that state title. Here for the free throw line, couldn't knock the second. Now Axel Eagles back with the possession. And a foul against the Mustangs, number 5, Lindsey Gray. Second foul of the quarter with 1:10 left to go in the third, up by 19, 50-41. The Eagles get it inbounds. Detweiler, touch pass. Now the far side corner. Now brought inside on the low block. Blocked by Ava Smith. It's recollected. And Natalie Strothman is fouled underneath the basket. She'll go up and she'll shoot two. Ava Smith on this game, 5 rebounds, 15 points. The leading scorer for the Axel Eagles right now is currently Maggie Strothman with 7 points. Kaylin Detweiler also has 7. Natalie Strothman, she's currently got 5. Just hit that first free throw shot in the charity line, trying to make a charitable second one. Trying to make this a 17-point game. Currently 50-32. 58 seconds left to go here at the third quarter. Strothman goes up, goes out, and it will be rebounded here on the near side by Bigham, who steps back into the game. Tessa Bigham, a sophomore. Smith, driving inside. She's fouled, and she'll go up and shoot two. Already 15 points on the game for the junior. Ava Smith, the junior, this is her third year starting. First team all-league selection last season. Again, 15 total points on this game, 5 rebounds. She misses her first free throw shot here on these 2 she got. Second one up, and second one off the rim. She misses both, and it's quickly recollected and rebounded by Maggie Strothman. Detweiler gets it down the court. Passes it out to Kostel, who's now back in the game. Avery Bussing, who's in the game for the first time tonight. She's on the near side wing, doesn't have the ball, but she's quickly trying to come in here for a rebound. Couldn't get it off that three-point shot. And now the possession right back in the hands of the Mustangs. Ava Smith drops in a long two from the far side corner. Smith now with 17 points on the game. Smith quickly trying to get down the court. Bussing picks it off for a turnover. 13th of the game for the Mustangs. Driving inside and losing it. That was another turnover for the Axel Eagles. It was Detleiter who lost the ball. And that will be the end of the third quarter. 52-32. It is back to being a 20-point game. But the Eagles, they made it one sure competitive third quarter. We're back in 1 minute here. Stay locked in 92.1 KMZA.
Young farmers play a pivotal role in today's agriculture world. If you're a young or beginning farmer looking to invest in your first farm, stop by and visit with an ag lender here at United Bank and Trust. We offer many different solutions that allow you to be able to afford and invest your hard-earned dollars in ground for generations to come. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here at the MSC Sports Radio Network, KMZ 92.1. It is the Axel Eagles with the ball here, down by 52-32. And a long two from the far side wing made by the freshman, Hazenkamp. Now we're 6 points up of the game, making her Eagles team only down by 18-32-34 with 7:31 to go here, running off the clock. In the fourth and final quarter of play, Ava Smith going in for a layup. She misses, and it's rebound by the freshman. The freshman's been all over the court tonight. Gets it out to the corner, pumping for the three is Stahlbaumer, and she will travel. She takes a step into the three. She pump fakes, then she turns left and tries the dribble. Here now, for Mitten, down with the ball down the court. Near side wing, pass off the far side to Turber. Turber driving inside, spinning around, back up to the top to Parker. Parker, low side block to Smith, and Smith, she's got another inside the paint. She has such a dominant performance here today with 19 points now total for her. Timeout taken by the Axel Eagles. Again, I just mentioned Ava Smith, 19 points on this game, 5 rebounds. We're back in 30 seconds, up by 20. The Mustang, 54-34 with 6:46 left to go in the fourth.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Crennan and Prophet, Kirk Hillman back in studio, up by 20. Mustang, 6:42 left to go after the Axel Eagles. Timeout for Mitten, driving inside, right down Broadway, and just off the rim. Rebounded by Strothman, and she'll be fouled. Strothman, that is her 7th rebound of the game. She's got 7 points and 7 rebounds. Give her either 7 steals or 7 assists, and, well, she just hit the lottery. 54-34. Here, far side corner. Strothman goes inside on the pass, finding Hazenkamp, and misses it, but quickly on the rebound, on the underneath is Strothman, and she's fouled, and she'll go up and shoot two. Now Strothman, eight rebounds on the game, and 7 points. See if she can get 8 points and 8 rebounds. Low dribble. Now shot up. And the shot's good. Right there, another freshman here on this team, dominating tonight. Maggie's dropping the 5'10 freshman from the Axel Eagles. Again, there is just three great defending Eagle players and good scoring, but again, they're just young. Three freshmen here starting on this roster. Maggie Strothman, 2 for 2 at the free throw line. She's now got 9 points on the game and 8 rebounds. She's just not too far away from a double-double, but Josie Parker trying to silence the Eagles with a deep three from on top of the perimeter. A turnover here for the Eagles down the court, quickly out of transition. Paige Miller, she goes up in for two. She's now got 10 points on the game. Just a second here to reach 10 points on the game for the Mustangs. Joining Ava Smith, who Smith right now again, she's got 19. Eagles with the ball, bounce pass inside. Strothman, she's fouled. 59-36. Down by 23 points is the Eagles. Eagles with 29 turnovers on the game. 13 turnovers from the Mustangs. Pass in on the near side. Driving in is Detweiler. Now back up to the top of the perimeter. Going around the world and around the globe now. Throwing the ball now inside. Bounce pass back in. Hazenkamp, long three off the rim. Rebound. Strothman. Quick turnaround and in. Strothman on this game has been a menace underneath the basket. She's got 9 rebounds. Also, to her credit, with 6 points. Excuse me, 8 points. She's almost got double-double here for the Eagles. Josie Parker trying to go in. Ball blocked. That's going to be considered a turnover against the Mustangs. Ball in the hands of Axel Eagles. Almost turning it over with Detweiler, but she keeps the ball. And now she almost loses it. Now she turns it over here. Loses it off the ground. Lindsey Gray on a track race down the court. She loses it, just throws the ball up in the air after making a rebound, but it will be picked up by the Mustangs, by Detweiler. Detweiler, she tries to throw the ball quickly down the court to Coastal, but unfortunately, she overthrew her. 59-38. Not finding 21 points, with 4:34 left to go here in the final quarter of play. Permitting inside Gray. Gray to Turber. Turber looks right, looks left, drives left. Now, fires it out. Driving inside, Paige Miller spinning in the middle of the key. Now it's brought back up to the top of the perimeter with Lindsey Gray. Gray behind the back, now dribbling left hand. Sets a screen inside, Vermitten. Vermitten gets an open pass here to Gray. Gray now back up to the top of the perimeter, just wasting some time up there on the clock. Shot clock not in effect here at the Axel Eagles gym. If it was, this would be a part in the game where you'd probably want to get a shot up in the air. This possession offensively has been controlled for over 30 seconds. And it will continue here. The shot has not been made. Again, it is just Valley Heights working around the perimeter. They've had a couple open opportunities for threes, but they have not decided to shoot. They have just drove in and kicked it out. Now, finally, a foul from the Eagles. Stepping in the game, Callie McClellan. In for number 21, Audrey Costell for the Eagles. Wide open three, but we'll take a right dribble. And unfortunately, if you're in Mustangs, that was a travel right there by Paige Miller. But a fortunate break here for the Axel Eagles. Down by 21, 59-38, 3:36 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Low side pass, dropped in, now near side corner, 3-point shot, right through the basket! Nothing but net for Detweiler. Detweiler having herself a game, and now a 3-point shot to respond, and Turber. Turber now with 6 points on the game and 3 rebounds. Inside, turning around, dropping in for two! Allie Strothman finally getting hot here in the second half. She's got 7 points in the second half alone. She had 3 points in that first. She's now at a double-double on this game. 62-43. only down by 19 with 2:52 to go in the fourth quarter. Substitution, Stroppin goes to the bench, and Audrea Kostel will step in. Ball went out of bounds. Last touch by an Eagle, so the Valley Heights Mustangs will throw it in with Vermitten. Far side corner, Turber up to Gray. Gray dribbling left side. Now to Miller. Miller shooting it out to Turber. Turber hesitates the three. Now back to Vermitten. Vermitten drives inside, takes a post-up shot, and misses. Rebounded by Detweiler. Detweiler down the court. Hazenkamp. Over the head pass, trying to go down low to Cali on the other side, but ball gets knocked out of bounds by Turber. 52-43, still the Eagles competing at a high pace and intensity in this game, and that's all credited to those efforts of the underclassmen. Of course, you can't forget the upperclassmen and Stahlbaumer and Strassman, who both those players right now combine for 16 rebounds, 10 from Strothman and 6 from Stahlbaumer. That's the Eagles team. Well, they got over 30 rebounds on this game. Unfortunately, they also got over 30 turnovers nearly. They're up to the top of the wing. Eagles with the ball. Bussing. Back to Strothman. Back to Bussing. Up to the top now to Coley. Now to Detweiler, near side wing, passing around, working on the glove. Now 3-point shot, taken. And rebounded by Bussing for offensively. But she'll have her toe on the line. Retaking the lead here will be the best. Retaking the possession, I should say, is Valley Heights Mustangs. They have claimed the lead for all four quarters. They have not been down at any point in this game. Start this game again up 22-14 at the end of that first quarter. And they have led ever since. It is 62-43 with 2:04 left to go. Lindsey Gray fouled just inside the box of the post. Now just 2 minutes and 1 second to go to the fourth quarter. Again, stay tuned for our post-game show at IB Outdoors Real Estate, as well as our player of the game brought to you by the Farmer's Stand Bank at the end of this one. First shot up and first shot good for Lindsey Gray. She makes this now a 20-point game with 2:01 left to go. Gray, 7 points on the game. And she misses the second shot. That's her first point here in the second half. Still in full court press, though, is the Mustang. They've ran that man-to-man all day long, and almost getting a turnover was Lindsey Gray at a near steal. Fortunately, she knocked the ball out of bounds by left-hand tip, just riding right off the fingertips. 63-43, 1:44 to go. Eagles ball spinning in circles like an acrobat, but not able to put it in. Rebounded. Credit there to Tessa Miller, her first of the game. Gray, up to Miller. Miller, top of the perimeter, now out to the right side. Driving in Miller. Miller out to the left. Drive in from Gray. Gray looking around, and yet another travel. It's been a lot of travels from the Mustangs on that far side wing. It's having a struggle to keep that pivot foot down when just in a 180 turn. 63-43 up by 20. 1:19 to go in the fourth and final quarter here. Looks like Valley Heights set to start the season 2-0. And for the Axtell Eagles, they begin their season 0-1. Looks like they can maybe try to pull a comeback here. Coming out off the bench, Alyssa Hazenkamp. She comes up and puts up her first point of the game with a deep two. 63-45 now. A little closer of a game, 18 points. But, again, no shot clock, so the Mustangs will be able to pretty much hold on to this possession as much as they want. Looks like they're going to call a travel against Axel after having a near steal from Mabry Bussing. So getting the steal, but and giving the ball right back. Here with it. Far side, Gray. Now we're seeing some JV players step into the lineup. Getting fouled and going up to shoot two. Shaylee Ekstrom. The 5'7" sophomore, number 30. She dropped the shot foul. Here she banks her first shot. See if she can hit her second. Taking a couple of dribbles here. Takes the second shot up and misses. Rebounded by Bussing. Her first of the game. Eagles with the possession. 27 seconds left to go. Shot up and shot no good. Both teams here with their JV teams on the court, which is 20 seconds left to go. Eskrim with the ball, the far side corner, driving in, could not make the shot, and it will be a jump ball. seconds to go. Up by 19, 64-45. Trying to go up, Eskrim again, couldn't get it to go down, and it's going to be another jump ball on the down low, which is 6.0 left on the clock in this game. Again, stay tuned for our post-game show, as well as our player of the game. We'll also give a couple of scoring updates from around the area. Here, near side, shot up as time expires, and almost a three-point shot to end the game for the Eagles from Cali. And that will end this four quarters of play. Well, actually, it looks like she was fouled as time expired. And the referees were going to go and let her shoot three, but now they're explaining to her that they are going to just go ahead and call the game. So 64-45 will be the final score here. It's the Valley Heights Mustangs now improving to 2-0 on the season. The Axel Eagles will start their season here as their first game of the year. 0-1 again. Valley Heights now up 2-0. We'll talk about their schedule up next, as well as Axel, as the next game we'll have for Axel and their coverage. They'll be playing Frankfurt. That game we'll have next week on Tuesday. But again, final here for this one, 64-45. We'll be back in just a couple minutes for our post-game show as well as our player game. Stay locked into 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
The Nemaha Valley Community Hospital's outpatient clinic offers an extended variety of healthcare options to the Nemaha County area. Our outpatient clinic has more than 30 specialty physicians from across the region that provide you, our patient, with exceptional care so you don't have to travel long distances and can have easier access to specialty services you deserve. Visit www.nembch.com to learn more about our outpatient clinic and specialty physicians. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals, whether that is buying a house, car, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Couple of stats here to recap from this first game here tonight. Again, it was the Axel Eagles against Zion's Mustangs in our girls' games begin tonight. Men's game up and coming. Big-time matchup. But again, Valley Heights, they were a top-ranked team in that class of 2A, and really a lot of that's credited to the big-time player in Ava Smith. She had an incredible game, so she gets my player of the game, the Farmers State Bank. You can find them in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Again, you're tuned into our post-game show, Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business, recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. You can go online at beoutdoors.com to find Be Outdoors Real Estate. Again, our post-game show sponsors. The Valley Heights Mustangs, ladies, will improve to 2-0 on the season. Next up for them, they got Riley County this week. Next week, Nemaha Central. And then for the Axel Eagles, again, they begin their season 0-1 in league. They'll have another league opponent that will be next week. They will play that game. So that, again, that will be next week on Tuesday. We'll have that coverage as well here on 92.1 KMZA, but a little bit of stats, Allie. Again, over 30 turnovers for the Axel Eagles in this game. Valley Heights, they had 15. Both teams combined for 45 total turnovers. Nearly around 15 to 18 rebounds from the Mustangs and roughly over 30 rebounds for the Axel Eagles. So big-time rebounding stats. Breaking down some other numbers, Ava Smith, she finished this game with 19 total points, 5 rebounds. Mia Vermitten, she had 6 total points, 2 rebounds. And Serber, she had 6 points, 3 rebounds, 4 points from Tessa Miller. Tessa Miller was 1 rebound. Josie Parker, she had 9 total points, to also complement the fact that she had a 3-point shot. Paige Miller, she had 10 points with 2 threes. Lindsey Gray, she had 2 threes in the first half. She combined for 7 total points, 3 rebounds. Bigham came into the game. Tessa Bigham, she had 2 points. As well as Estrom came in the game and went 1-for-2 up at the free throw line. She got a point on the game. Looking at the Axel Eagles, Natalie Stropin, she had a great game. Double-double, 10 points, 10 rebounds. Caitlin Detweiler, the 5'6 freshman, 10 total points, 4 rebounds. The 5'5 freshman, Reagan Hazenkamp, incredible game. 4 rebounds, 6 points. Maggie Stropin, again, another freshman, 9 points and 7 rebounds. Audrey Coastal finished with 1 rebound, 1 point. Leah Stahlbaumer, 6 rebounds, 2 points. Callie McClellan, she finished with 4 points, 2 at the free throw line, as well as just 1 rebound. Alyssa Hazelkamp also came at the very end, and she had 2 points. So again, a little bit of a stat recap right there. Play of the game goes to Ava Smith, who finished with 19 points, 5 rebounds. Again, as a reminder, Valley Heights Mustangs, they won 64-45. You've been locked in here in the post-game show by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business, recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. You can go online at beoutdoors.com. And real quick, before I take a quick timeout, before we come back and talk about the guys' game, a girls' final, Silver Lake beating Holton 65-33. A girls' final with Hiawatha winning 66-47. Girls' halftime, Sabetha down 21-8 against ACCHS. Girls' halftime, Oskaloosa up 22-14. Those are some of your halftime scores right now, of course, and some of your final game scores. Of course, yours here being Mustangs girls winning 64-45. We're back in a couple minutes here for our boys game preview. Come back here to 92.1 KMZA in just a couple minutes.